Okay, good evening, Rabbosai. Good evening, good evening. Simon Kuf Samech Aleph, Siv Dalet, addresses the Shaila, how much of the hand does one need to wash? What part of the hand needs to be washed? I think we'd all agree that's a really important Shaila. Pardon? Yeah. So, and that will lead us to Simon Kuf Samech Beis. So, let's see Kuf Samech Aleph Siv Dalet. Shiur Netilas Yadayim. The shiur of Netilas Yadayim. The amount that needs to be washed. Kol Hayod Ad Le Kon Ad HaKoneh Shel Zroya. The rest. The first opinion Shulchan Aruch holds that Netilas Yadayim needs to be taking place until the rest. Ad Zroya. So, basically needs to be up to here. It goes from the fingers beyond all the way till the end of the, till basically, yeah, what we would call the wrist. Ad Zroya, until what halachically considered the beginning of the arm. V'yesh oimrim, some say, ad mokim chibur ha'etzpois lekaf hayad. Others, yesh oimrim, ad until mokim chibur ha'etzpois, until the connection between the fingers lekaf hayad to the palm. Where is that? Fingers leading to the palm. That's much smaller area of the hand. So the second opinion holds that it goes fingers. It's basically you need to include fingers properly, but already from the palm onwards, it's not included, says this opinion. And it is right to be noyek kedas rishon like the first opinion. What does the wording of the Shulchan Aruch teach us? Yeah, no, so that's, it's true that we paskin like the first opinion, but since it says it is right to paskin like the first opinion, that seems to indicate that there is still some truth in the second opinion. He doesn't say, the halacha is like the first opinion. That's it. He doesn't say that. He said it is right, it is proper to be noyik like the first opinion, which seems to indicate what the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, that b'shas adchak, on the very extreme circumstances, you can be mekel. It says the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah, let's start with Sifkot and Chof Aleph. Roi linok, roi tzeloima, i.e., after Medina, although lehalocha mi sheyirtze lehokel, somebody who wishes to be lenient, kedeoshnio, like the second opinion, ein moichim biyodoi, we don't protest against him. Somebody who only washes the fingers. To be called sofik benetilah sudaim lekula. Whenever there's a sofik, there's a machloikas, there's a doubt with regards to netilah sudaim lekula, we are lenient. So somebody who wants to be just washing his fingers, okay, you're allowed to be lenient. K'da'al b'asem kuf samach, mikol makom nevertheless, lechatchila, ideally, roi, it is appropriate, it is right, it is correct. Lehachmit to be stringent kedel rishoni like the first opinion, that is the better way of doing things. Vechein noyagin ha'olam, and that is the custom in the world that we generally, the minig is to be machmit to wash the entire hand. I think we all agree on that, right? Have you ever seen people just washing the fingers? I think generally people are machmit on the. Vechein noyagin that is the minig of the olam. Sifkot and chov beis kedel rishon says the Mishnah Berurah. Mashma de b'shas adchak. It sounds like b'shas on the extreme circumstances. Yesh lemayim b'tzimtzum. He's got only limited amount of water. He's got only mayim b'tzimtzum. He's got only little bit of water. Yesh lemayim b'tzimtzum. Yochalis mochal dasam bekim. You're allowed to be lenient. So if necessary on the difficult circumstance, you're allowed to be lenient just to wash your fingers. Because we are achronim da achronim paskin da af pitzas yodoy meluch lech mezel v'chay gavnam. Even if your hands are particularly dirty, the palms are particularly dirty, the kula arma tzorich litul atzoyf pisas hayad. If this part of the hand is particularly dirty, so then you'll have to make sure to wash again. So in other words, to recap, we have two opinions with regard, what is the shiur of netilas yadayim. First opinion, which is the main halacha paskin, it needs to be the entire hand until the wrist, and that's the main halacha. Second opinion holds that it's just the fingers, and the minig is to be machmir, but under extreme circumstance, difficult circumstance, one is allowed to really lenient. Yeah.
That's right.
You're right. That will have to be washed separately as well. So according to the first, the lenient opinion will still hold. That needs to be washed as well. Okay, Kuf Samach Beis. Very good.
Is that why we need?
Yes. Very good. Excellent point. Yeah. That absolutely correct. Yeah. Absolutely correct. Very good point. Very, very good point. Yeah. Okay, so Kuf Samach Beis is a very interesting concept, which is not all that relevant lemaisa, as we're going to see shortly. Hanoitel yodo din hakbar, lifting up the shifshuf and rubbing hayodaim, the hands benetila. Hanoitel, the one who washes his hands, tzorech leakpia yodov, he needs to raise his hands. Somebody who washes his hands, he needs to raise his hands. Dehainu rosh etzboisov. Ayi means the tip of his fingers, the rosh etzboisov, he needs his hands, his fingers, the tip of his finger needs to go up. Lemalo needs to go up. Shelo yetzu mayim chutz leperek, so that the hand, the water shouldn't go down onto the wrist. Ve'yachzu v'itamu is hayodaim. We're going to see soon what he said, that if you, that it may happen that the water is going to go into, if you have your hands down, it could be, we're going to see soon that Mishnah Berurah explains, that the water is going to be metame, that if you have your hands like this, then the hand goes down, and that's fine. But if you have your hands down, what could happen is that the water is going to be metame the hands. We're going to see soon what Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that shortly. But similarly, but you can also just to keep your hands down constantly. That's fine as well. At soifo, you keep the hands down throughout the washing. That's fine as well. Rak only sheizoya. You should be careful. Shaloyak biot chilo rosh etzboi. So what you mustn't do is first to wash your hands when your fingers are up. Ve'achkach yashpilam, and afterwards put your hands down. That's for sure not good. Da'az yetzu amayim chutz lepei, because what's going to happen is that your hands, that if you do like your hands like this, if you have your hands up, you're going to wash your hands. The water is going to go down, and then by putting your hands down, the water which has become tome is going to go back onto your hands, and it's going to be metame your hands. Well, this is another Mishnah Berurah explains a bit of background information, but that is the concern. Ve'hainu, and that is she'enu noitel kol hayod ad mokem chibur hayad im hazoya. This is if you only washes partially his hands. But if you wash the entire hand, you will not need to wash your hands. If you're makpid on washing the entire hands, it won't be necessary at all. Similarly, if you wash a whole revius in one go, you have all revius of water. Kevin the ein sham maim tmeim klal. If you have a whole revius, you will not. This halacha doesn't apply at all. You don't have to raise your hands if you go a whole revius. Similarly, somebody's matpil his hands. You similarly won't need to raise your hands. Some say if you wash your hands three times, you don't need to be careful at all. It's all fine. So then once again, I'm going to explain everything in a minute. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says to give us the background information to all this Seif. Seif Kotna Aleph in Mishnah Berurah. Hanoitel. Akdim Hakdomo Ktsore. Mishnah Berurah says, I will give a bit of background information to this seemingly complex Seif. Kivi Amavoye Betur Veis Yosef Veseh Apoyeskim Ototur Te Veis Yosef and other Achronim write. In order to explain it all, and that is, we have explained earlier in Simon Kuf Nun Ches, the Tam Netilas Yodaim, the reason of Netilas Yodaim, the reason for the Takona of Netilas Yodaim, the Mishum is because the Yodaim Askonios him, because hands are busy, and therefore, gozu aleim tuma, chachamim were goizeg, they made a takana that hands have got a problem of tuma. Ve'imloi, unless, she'itarim revi'is ma'im. This halacha that takana was, that hands are askonis, hands are busy, and you're not allowed to just go and eat, but you need to wash your hands prior to eating. And the way to wash it is by having revius on it. V'tzoich litol shtei pa'omim al yodov. You need to wash two times with water on your hands. Two times. D'v'shvicha rishoyno, because why do you need to wash your hands twice? Let's get to the bottom of this. Why do we need to wash twice? Why is that? Because the shficha rishoyna metaher yodov. By putting first one flow of water on your hands, you're going to be metaher, you're going to purify your hands. Havalamayim atzmam tmeim heim. But the water that is on your hands, what happened to that water? Because of your hands, that's right, it became tomei. Your hands, we assume, are tomei. We're trying to get rid of the tumma, so what are we doing? We're washing water, we're taking water and washing it off your hands. So fine, so your hands are okay. But remember that some of the water on your hands must have become tomei from your hands, prior to your hands becoming tomei. So you've got tomei water on tomei hands.
So
One second. But the water that you have got is tomei. That became tomei from your hands. Therefore, Chachamim said, do a second shficha. To take more water and pour it over your hands. What will the second time help? That's right. It's going to remove the tomei water, which is on your tomei hands. One second, let's just let the shvicha shniya metaheres oisa v'nigma taharas yodayim, and the tahara of yodayim has completed. Okay, so that's the rule. That's the rule that we're going to be analyzing now. There is tomei hands. How are you going to remove the tumma of your hands? You're going to pour water over it. Very good, shkoyach. Water removes the tumma of your hands. But now the water which was on your hands became Tumah, became Tomei from your hands. Now the water is Tomei on your Tomei hands. What are you going to do about it? You're going to pour more water over it, and that is going to remove, the second flow is going to remove the Tomei water of your hands. Now Chachamim, now I'm glad to emphasize that it's important to realize that this is, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nikma taharas hayadayim. That it seems, from the Mishnah Berurah's words, we're going to see some derived, that it's all part of the process of the Taharas Yadayim. You can only purify your hands by doing the two shvichas.
You do it on the right hand first.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that, what the order is. We'll get later. Let's just get the clarity first. Yeah.
So why is it, I know it's, in the morning we do three times.
Yeah. It's a different element. It's a different. This over here is different. This is Tumma Tahara, which is works with different parameters with the Ruach Ra, which is on the hands in the morning. Different parameters. Yeah.
Why you say because of Tumma, but before you eat any food?
Yeah.
We only do it when we're having.
Correct.
But what about other food?
Yeah. You're right. So
why don't we do it? Any food?
Bread is considered, besides the fact that in previous Torahs, until fairly recently, if you want to eat something, you needed to have bread, because that was the main food that existed. So if you want to eat something, it was either bread or there was not much alternatives. Everything would be eaten together with bread, but bread was the main thing. But also, bread is the prime, it's the alechem, it's alechem yichyodom. Bread is the main, it really is to this day. I mean, we can't get away without. But I think we all agree that it is the main. Do you agree that it's the main product? Yeah, yeah. There is still that this with regards to Netilas Yadayim. Chachamim made and they established rules of Tumah Tahara as if a Beis HaMikdash still existed. Yeah, you're right. Nowadays, Beis HaMikdash don't exist, but nevertheless. Now, therefore, there is a bit of a concern here. The Shulchan Aruch says what could happen potentially is that what happens if you have, Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. So let's see the brackets, the square brackets. Okay. Im nishpach ha-raviyis bevasachas al shtei yadov. If you pulled a whole revius on your both hands, or you poured a full revius on each hand, the majority of the opinions is the answer to ma'im shneim. You will not need ma'im shneim the second pouring. Everything we said now is only if you have a bit of water on each hand, and then we're concerned. But the rule is, if you put a whole revius on your hand, a full revius on one hand, and a full revius on the other hand, then Chachomim were not concerned about Tumatah. They said, you know, you've done your bit, you have full revius on each hand, and you don't actually need more, you don't need to do more than that. You don't even need, according to this opinion at this point, you will not need even to pour a second time round. Let's just see. But the concerns are, of Omuba Gemara, the Gemara says, when you wash your hands, you need to raise your hands. Because what would happen if you raise your hands? What would happen if you, imagine you wash your hands, and now you raise your hands. What would happen? Water is going to go further down. Okay, you wash your hands, and water is going to go down. Now, what happens is when you put your hands down, what is going to happen? The tomei water is going to roll back, is going to go back on your hands. And that will lead now to additional tumah to go on your hands. So therefore, what you must not do, that's what the Shulchan Aruch exactly means. You must not keep your hand, put your hands up, and then after your hands down. That you're not allowed to do, because there will be water which became tomei, and after this roll back on your hands, that you won't be allowed to do. But what happens if you just keep your hands down throughout the whole process? You wash your hands, you have your hands down, and you wash your hands again. What happened then? We'll be fine. Nothing happened. Yeah? Yes. Yeah. So if you keep the, so Shulchan Aruch says that if you keep it up, so what would be the concern? Let's.
It sounds like the chatchil is best to keep it down.
Yeah. You probably would. Okay, but halacha lemaisa, what is important to emphasize is what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you are makpid to do two times two shvichas, there's no concern, nothing can happen. So if you do two shvichas, you pour water once, twice on each hand, then there's no concern, everything is fine, and there's no concern of additional tumor. I don't know. Are you allowed to? I don't know. I'm not sure. Could be. I don't know. It's a nice thought. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. If it reaches. Yeah. So what I would like to emphasize is that Chachamim were only concerned in the areas of which Chachamim made a Takanos Netila. So if the water would touch areas further down, then there's no concern. So it's only concern. Let's say you washed up to here, and then you
really washed up here, the whole thing.
Yes, according to our opinion, it will be hard to establish. But according to the main opinion, the way we paskin, that's the easiest way to understand. So you washed, let's say, up to here.
That's not the main opinion.
No. Right. So we're talking about. If you wash his hands over here, you're right. Yes. Yeah. Correct. Yes, and then you were metamed
the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even so, if it doesn't go back on here and then back on here, anyway, you've got
tummy
water on your fingers.
That water you're gonna remove by a second shvicha. You're saying what was your question? Therefore what? So therefore, you're asking, why do you need? You need anyway a second shvicha. Is that what you're saying? Because we are concerned about the tomei water. That tomei water on your hand. Yeah. So you're saying that you'd have to remove it anyway. That hand, that water on your hands will not make your hand tomei. It's only additional water which is rolling from elsewhere, which is going to make your hands tomei. So you're right, you've got tomei water on your hands, but as far as that is concerned, it doesn't really matter because you are not. Yes, that will. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's Chastumata. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know why dafka that water will affect it more. No, I think the vort is that the water which covered your... It's a good ha'ara, but it's the water which... The water that become... The water that is on your hands... It's clear the chashash is only where you didn't do an atila. You're right. I don't know the answer. It's it has to be thought through. Yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah, okay. But aloch lemaisa, we need to be aware of is that if you do a full revias, it's not a problem. Similarly, that I mean, if you do twice, you go twice. Two shvichas is fine as well. Good. Okay. Lemaisa. The Mishneh Berurah brings later the Bi'alocha, that the Bi'alocha says that the minig is that we always do, Bi'alocha brings later, it's on the second, on page 114, Bi'alocha brings a raivet, that generally the minig is to do two shfichas on both hands, and each of them has a revias. You do revias, and revias, and then again a revias, and a revias. The order we'll still be discussing later in Sif, what exactly the order is. But what we need to realize, what the Ravid is being quoted over here, is that the amount is a full revias on both hands twice. So two revias on each hand, that's what the amount of water is. Right, okay, I just want to maybe take this opportunity at this point just to mention an interesting shaila that we mentioned elsewhere, but it may be interesting to bring it here up again. Washing hands for a motzi in a bathroom, is this acceptable or not? Since we're talking about tum and tahara, so maybe it may be worth mentioning, is washing hands for a motzi in a bathroom, is this acceptable or not? Yeah.
Kedush, it could be maybe your hands. If you wash your hands under it, it could be tummy because not kedush.
So you're saying that you can't? Yeah. It wouldn't make sense to purify your hands in the toilet, in the bathroom. Yeah. Table b'sheretz b'yad. You're saying that you are becoming tummy as you're going along. Yeah. You're saying you should wash your hands. Well, you can wash your hands in the bathroom as long as you make the bracha outside. When would you dry your hands? Where would you dry your hands?
I think you said that the drying hand is the main bit.
Drying hands is very much part of the mitzvah, therefore.
So if you're only doing the first bit,
then... Nice, Svara. You're saying that if you wash your hands in the bathroom and you make a bracha and you dry your hands outside, there certainly shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Good, okay. So everybody agrees to that? Everybody agrees to that? What do you say? Oh, very good. That's interesting as well. Okay, so the maskanov, many achronim speak about this, and I think the consensus very much is as follows. So you've got all the achronim, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Dain Weiss, Reb Moshe, all the poets. It seems that the consensus is as follows. Everybody agrees that lechatchila one certainly shouldn't wash hands for a motzi in the bathroom. Everybody agrees to that. Because indeed, it's not a place which is appropriate for washing hands for Netilas Yadayim. The question only, if necessary, in a not ideal situation, what happens then? So there, the poskim say that there is room to be lenient, that you can be lenient and wash hands for a motzi in the bathroom. They do mention your etza of drying hands outside and making a bracha. That is something which is mentioned. But they do say that even if you can't do that for whatever reason, and you dry your hands, well, is that certainly washing hands, they say that, but the evet, it's going to be okay. And the main reason, what is mentioned in the poskim is what you mentioned, that nowadays we mentioned the past, Peskisa Pasoyat, and if you remember the sugya that we mentioned a good few simonim ago, that toilets nowadays are not comparable to toilets in previous generations. Bathrooms nowadays are much cleaner and toilets are much cleaner and everything is flushed away and there's no remains. And therefore, it's not posher that it's considered a mokum tuma per se. And therefore, a bathroom generally is much more lenient. And therefore, there is, one can, but the effort, one can if needed, one is allowed to wash hands there, even for until after dying. Once again, the poskim agree lechatchili certainly shouldn't do that, but if necessary, under extreme circumstances, one is allowed to be lenient. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we learned about the area of the hands, which is necessary to wash hands. The first opinion says the entire, on the entire hand, including the palm, wrist, and the other opinion was lenient, says the finger only. One is allowed to be lenient, but the avet, but the main is to be machmir and wash the entire hands. We then learned about the concept of hagbas ayat, which tells us that there is a necessity to wash hands second time because potentially the first water which remains on the hand is tome from the hands. The hand became toy, but the water on it is tome. Therefore, you need to give it another go with a second hand to purify the water which is on the hands to ensure absolute tahara. We then mentioned an additional shayla which is discussed extensively in the Achronim about bathrooms, and we mentioned that b'di'avad there is room to be lenient because nowadays Beis HaKisse may not be considered halachically as a Beis HaKisse, and therefore b'di'avad is allowed to be mekel. Wishing you a very good Shabbos.